And the very next week, as our presiding bishop, no longer in name, but actually functioning, he addressed those of us on the Conference of Bishops, the 65 bishops across the country. And his style is to emphasize a one-word theme. And for this year, he announced that his theme was going to be the word connection. Connection. Now, this kind of faces in contrast to the theme of independence. Connection implies relationship. And I really took that to heart, and I was very excited that he offered this word because it's really been one of my focuses of this first year that I've been your bishop, as your synod bishop. But the interesting fact that I learned about that word connection is that it was rooted in today's gospel. I am the vine, you are the branches. Now, just to give you a little bit of context about this gospel lesson is the fact that Jesus is at the Last Supper, in John's version of the Last Supper, Jesus is gathered with his disciples, and he had already washed their feet, and they were dining, and Jesus tells them this story then, emphasizing the fact that we are a connected body of Christ, right? That he says, I am the vine, you are connected to me. And the way in which you bear fruit is by showing acts of love. Now, one of the things that I learned that I thought was really cool is when you look at, remember the portion where I was talking about pruning the branches and cutting them off? That word for pruning is actually the very same word for cleansing. Cleansing, washing. And it dawns on me that in this context, that is very significant because Jesus literally just cleansed, washed their feet. And if you remember, the reason why he does this in the first place is to teach them about this is what it looks like to love, to get down on your knees, to make somebody else feel that they are valued and loved and tended to. This is what service looks like. This is what love looks like. And so when you think about Jesus pruning the branches, he's literally cleansing the tree. He's literally cleansing those disciples for acts of service, acts of love. I am the vine, you are the branches. So when I thought about Bishop Curry's message about connection, it makes me think, what do I want to accomplish? What are my hopes for this synod over the course of this next year? I'm delighted to say that we came up with a new innovation, which I very much value, is innovative thinking and trying to do things that are a little bit different in our church. And so over the course of the next 2 years, I and my staff are going to be visiting all 7 conferences within our synod. They're kind of like counties within a state, if you will. So it's like these 7 conferences, we're going to be gathering in each of them at least once, if not twice, to do an event called Dish with the Bish. It'll be so much fun. What we're going to do at the Dish with the Bish events is simply gather all of the conference churches as much as we can to come together, not only learn a little bit, what in the heck does a synod do, right? Which is an important thing that I want to communicate to you folks. But we also want to do a service project, and we, of course, need to eat because that's what we do. So we're going to gather on either a Sunday or a Wednesday somewhere in your conference. So in this particular conference, I would hope that you can publicize on November 19th at Central Lutheran in Mondovi. I hope that this church will be one of several churches gathering together to do just that, where we can act as the vines to Jesus' branch, that we can love through our acts of service to our community. And during that time, there will be an opportunity to have some Q&A with me so we can learn about what does the synod do? What are we about? I'm going to tell you a little bit now, but I just enough to whet your appetite so you'll still come out for the 19th, okay? Our synod does a lot of things. Our synod really has its fingers in a lot of different ministries. One I want to feature for today is called Neighbor to Neighbor. How many of you have ever even heard that term, our Neighbor to Neighbor ministry? This is an amazing ministry that is so, so important right now. We have a wonderful deacon named Lita Say Montoya on our staff, and this is what her call is. It's about reaching out to our Hispanic neighbors so that they can realize that they too are loved by God. Amazing, right? And we want to offer them opportunities in their native language so that they can feel welcome to our churches, that they can feel welcome to our health fairs that we provide for them, and that we can say to them, we value you. You have to realize that this is during a time where so many of them are distinctly afraid to show up to public events. So we want to make sure that we help them understand that we are going to provide a safe place for them where they are not going to need to fear for their lives or deportation, but rather that we will show them that they are loved. That's one of the ministries that we have. How many of you value youth? Raise your hand. Good job. Our synod does youth ministry. How many of you have been to camp? Where are my camp lovers, right? This is one of the ways, this is one of the things that we as a synod provides, is the camps that we have. We have four different Bible camps in our synod. We have an opportunity for our high schoolers to participate in a youth board for the entire synod. We help with all of our youth leaders with the National Youth Gathering. Where was the last one? New Orleans?
New Orleans? I wasn't there.
I forget. We went somewhere, and it was really important. But this National Youth Gathering happens every 3 years, so we support that so that we can get lots of kids there. How many of you value young adults? Raise your hand. This is important ministry, too. I have every church in our synod basically wondering, what's happening with our young adults? Why aren't they not in our pews? Well, my friends, this is an area of emphasis for us as well. Last January, my wife and I got a chance to go down to Puerto Rico with the bishops, but while we were there, we actually got to experience some time with our young adult ministry, and they were amazing. We had 15 young adults gathering there, people that are out of high school, but before they're 30 years of age. And they got to learn about the community of Puerto Rico and do a deep dive. It wasn't just laying on the beach the entire time. Some of it, but not all of it. But we learned about Puerto Rico and their system and how it fits in with the United States, as well as how does the church reach out to those people there. And it was a fantastic experience to be able to offer that to our young adults. How many of you value your leaders like Bethany? Very important question. God's watching. We want to support our leaders. As I mentioned before, we have pastors, we have deacons, we have SAMs, and we want to support all of our leaders. And so we provide events where they can continue to stretch their own brains, where we can teach them about more relevant topics going on at the time. So we support our leaders. How many of you value churches? Mm-hmm. We support our churches in many different ways. The one you know the best is through a call process when we can land you people like Pastor Bethany to come and serve your church, right? That's what most people assume. This is what the synod does. Well, we do more than that as well. In fact, we have this entire section on our newly developed website, this entire section on congregational resources that you can use. Relevant things to your ministry. How many of you value the future of your church? We are invested into that as well. We want to make sure that we continue to try to identify people in your churches who can someday serve as pastors or deacons or SAMs. And we equip them. We have this thing called a candidacy process. And this is part of the accountability that I was talking about earlier. Not only do we want to take people that are entering seminary and walk alongside them while they get their education, but we also want to make sure that they are healthy. We want to make sure that they are feeling good about themselves. And we want to help them understand, here are your gift areas. Here are some areas we want you to grow. And that's also our accountability, because we want to make sure that we are equipping our congregations with quality pastors. And so there is an accountability built in as well. These are just a small glimpse of what our synod does together. And I want to be able to say today, thank you. Because what you may not understand is when you put your dollars into the offering plates here, part of that goes on to the synod. We call that mission support. And when we provide that mission support, we do all these things. In addition to sending some money on to churchwide, where Bishop Curry will be responsible for managing those things. How many of you have ever been victim of a natural disaster like a tornado or a flood or something? How many of you know people who have? We have this amazing ministry called Lutheran Disaster Response. It's a national ELCA thing where when they see disaster happening, whether it's in the United States or globally, they go there, and we are known to not only go there, but we stay there until the work is done. That's what our reputation is. So these are all things that our synod does, that our churchwide does, and we are part of this amazing team that does it together. I am the vine. You are the branches. I love this image because you'll note there isn't a single branch that is more important than the other. I get pretty special treatment when I go and visit places, and it's kind of funny. But the reality is, I'm just like you. I'm just like you. I am no more important than you are. We are all branches in this. And we all bring our gifts that God has gifted to us. So it's important for us to work together with those gifts. Bethany, this is where you need to put your hands over your ears. We're going to try to see if we can train your pastor to be more innovative and collaborative in your work together. So this is my public plea to you. Help me get her to nudge herself out of her own sandbox and to go and play on somebody else's playground, because that's what teamwork is about. I'm thrilled to hear that in your partnership with Rock Creek, that is starting to develop, and I love that. Think beyond these walls. Think beyond these walls. Partner with the other resources that you have available to you, because we are all from the same vine. Amen.
We'll sing together our hymn of the day, which Reese is about to show us, Bind Us Together. It's on the screen, it's also in your blue hymnal. As you're able, in body or spirit, as we profess our shared faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Remembering God's everlasting grace, let us pray for the church, the world, and all creation.
We pray for the church universal. O God, who unites the church across the globe, bring unity and peace to a world divided by hatred and opposition. As we partner with the Northwest Synod, turn our hearts toward the gospel of Jesus Christ. God of grace, receive our prayer.
We pray for creation, O God, who made earth and heaven. Draw us to the beauty of the whole creation. Turn us toward a right relationship with the entire cosmos. God of grace,
we pray for all nations, states, cities, and towns. O God, you rule all over the earth. Grant our elected officials humility in their decision making for the sake of the entire world. God of grace,
receive our prayer. We pray for those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. O God, who heals and strengthens, our help comes from you in times of need. Support and comfort those who suffer. Bring healing to those we pray for now by name. God of grace,
we offer thanksgiving for the faithful departed. Especially today, we remember Bonnie Black. O God, whose promises never end, we thank you for all the saints who have shown us the way of your Son, Jesus Christ. God of grace,
receive our prayer. We offer our prayers, O God, trusting in your everlasting grace and mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you.
Thank you.
Please stand as you're able for our offertory response. Let us pray. Generous God, as we place our offerings before you, we remember your great faithfulness. Remind us that generosity is born out of trust. Use these gifts for the sake of a world who needs to know your love. Now make us ready to receive Christ at the table you have set before us. In Jesus' name, amen. At this holy table, generations of God's beloved have tasted and seen the Lord's goodness. They have remembered all those who have lived and died in the faith sustained by this holy meal. We remember the very first time it was shared. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he gathered at a table with his disciples. He took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, we share this meal to sustain us in the life of faith until Jesus returns. As we now prepare to receive this sacred bread and cup, may the Holy Spirit be poured out. reminding us of God's grace and mercy as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as you prepare to commune. A reminder that the outer rim of the communion tray is grape juice. If you prefer that instead of wine, take the white grape juice. And we do have gluten-free wafers if you need those instead of wheat bread. We'll be serving continuously, so come forward for the bread, the cup, and then place your empty cup in the bowl as you head back to your pews. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome. And there is a communion hymn that we will sing, so give them a moment to pray the prayer before communion, and then you can go to the hymn. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. God of mercy, in this holy meal, we have tasted your goodness and been reminded of your grace. Satisfied and strengthened, let us now live a life that remembers your everlasting love for us and the whole world. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we head into another week of ministry together, we have a few announcements. Thank you to our radio sponsors today, Orlin and Sharon Berg, sponsoring an honor and celebration of their 58th wedding anniversary. So we say happy anniversary to them, and thanks for the sponsorship. Bonnie Black passed away this past week, and so her visitation will take place Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Real's Funeral Home. And then on Wednesday, we'll have her funeral here at Faith, so there'll be a one-hour visitation prior to that at 10, with the funeral, burial, and luncheon to follow at 11. And so we remember her family in our prayers as we gather to celebrate her life. This Wednesday, October 22nd, our Faithlift confirmation students, our adult guides, and our youth group are all partnering together to head to Feed My People in Eau Claire, where we'll be serving there for a couple of hours. So a reminder to confirmation students especially, still come after school, we'll have a snack, we'll drive there, and then please bring some money for Culver's after, okay? We're going to have supper, and we'll be back by 9 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. I think we have a group of almost 40 people going to serve, so it'll be an exciting evening. And then next Saturday, you can come and be fed meatballs and mashed potatoes and lefse and all of the good stuff at Rock Creek's annual Oofta dinner. If you still need a ticket, the tickets are in the back. They're for sale. If you'd like to still be helpful with the setup and the serving, there's still people needed for that as well. And you can sign up by scanning the QR code or reaching out to Becky Richardson. And then next Sunday, as we commemorate the Reformation, Reformation Sunday, we'll also be giving Bibles to our preschoolers and third graders. So if you're one of those people looking to receive a Bible, we hope that you'll be here next Sunday to receive that. And then on October 29th, which is a Wednesday, I'm offering a First Communion class for anyone, doesn't matter your age, that would like to learn more and start receiving communion. And also, I'll say some people who are already receiving communion never maybe had a chance to learn a lot about it. And so you can also come, even if you've been receiving, to learn more. And then we'll celebrate First Communion on All Saints Day on November 2nd during worship. All Saints Day is happening November 2nd, which is just a couple weeks from now. That is a time where we remember all of the saints who have died in the faith, who have gone before us. And so if you have someone in your life that has passed away that you'd like to remember that day, I invite you to send a photo of them, and they'll be included in our slideshow. And we'll also light a candle for them that day during worship. So they do not have to have passed away in the past year. They don't have to be from this congregation. You can remember anyone that you'd like to on All Saints Day. So if you could get those to me by the 29th, I have time to get them added. Announcements about Sunday supper, which is happening next Sunday. We need apple crisps, or are you set? She's good. Linda's good. So you just have to come eat the apple crisp next Sunday. Great. Thank you so much. Any other announcements?
Real quickly, it's poinsettia season.
Oh, yeah.
All of the order has to be in November 9th.
Okay, so Christmas poinsettias. Yeah. Okay.
And so sign up sheet is there.
Okay.
And then after worship today, I could use a little bit of help downstairs to move
tables. We do need to move out of the faith lift setup into a funeral setup. So if we could have some helping hands, just move some tables, it would go faster and save some back pain. Yeah. So thank you. Any other announcements?
A certain special pastor has a birthday coming up this week. Oh.
Thank you. It is the pastor's birthday this week. She is going to be a year older on Thursday. Thank you. I appreciate that. What? A year better. A year better. Thank you. Thanks for that. Any other announcements? Oh, yes. This is the best part. We get to take... That's right. Come on up. The bishop's coming up with his phone. We get to take a church selfie. So everybody smile, and it goes on the Sunday website. It's very exciting. Okay.
So on the count of three, I'm going to say hallelujah, or have us all say hallelujah, but because I want to show that we're very confident, put your hands in the air like a roller coaster.
Okay. Aaron, okay, here we go. Oh, gosh, sorry.
All right. 1, 2, 3, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous.
Awesome. All right. Any other announcements?
Can I say?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I got to celebrate my birthday at a confirmation night with all the kids, which was awesome. This year I'm going to be rolling meatballs at Rock Creek, and so it's a good week to be the pastor, so thank you. It's always about food, right? Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord grant you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll sing together our ascending hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine. That's right. We're not finding it. It's okay. we love because God first loved us. Now go in peace. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
$5,000, that's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000, that's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right, you can earn real cash back with Upside. Just by buying the gas you're already buying, you can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. Somewhere. Well, I said in that seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some bitch somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDA.
There's a long stretch of blacktop underneath a cloudless sky. There's my truck washed and gassed up. Just itching for a ride. If this had been 6 months ago, I know what I'd have done. But girl, I'm running out of reasons to run. I'm running out of reasons. I've lost that restless feeling. Slowly I'm believing I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Feel this fire.
Newcombs there, back in the saddle. So some escaped goats have become local celebrities in Connecticut. These goats, there's a trio of them that escaped about 3 months ago and become celebrities as they graze near a highway. Now, Clifton residents say they've made many attempts to try to get on I-95 to recapture these goats, but animal rescuers say they're very, very difficult and much more adept to the terrain than they are. So all in all, efforts to capture the goats are still ongoing. However, they've all been named the Three Bandits as they continue to graze off of I-95 and entertain those passing by.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today, but it will be breezy and much cooler. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. On Monday, a few scattered showers in the afternoon. Breezy again, a little warmer with highs near 63. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anyway. Something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I haven't seen you. You haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Molly McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. Just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And then I'll wait, seeing you like this. I guess it never. On every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Trail of flashes blinking,
So I stopped at the quick sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from outside days. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from outside days. Just drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Pick the ones from roadside days. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
Justin Moore and Time's Ticking. Well, I'm JD hanging out with you. Stay here for George Strait and Check Yes or No. Coming your way in minutes.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin.